This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد، in the previous lessons, we have covered a few topics related to the Aqeedah, and the last two sessions were about the definition of Ibadah, the worship, and various types of Ibadah. And we also went through the acts that are contrary to Ibadah, or the acts that are considered as shirk in ibadah, shirk in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And today we are going to discuss a very important topic, which is also a form of shirk. And it is called ash-shirkul khafi and ash-shirkul asghar. Minor shirk, and in another hadith it is said that this type of shirk is hidden shirk. It is hidden, and hidden shirk sometimes can destroy your iman. And there are various levels within this type of shirk, and this is none other than the riya, showing off. As we briefly discussed previously, the showing off is a form of shirk. Because if you remember, when we defined the worship, we said the worship. Does anyone remember the definition of worship? Yeah, any statement that you utter or any action that you perform with the intention of what? Pleasing Allah. Meaning, if you say something or if you do something not with the intention of pleasing Allah, or with the intention of pleasing Allah as well as pleasing other than Allah, then it is shirk and it is not ibadah. If it is purely for the sake of other than Allah, then it's complete shirk. And if it is with the intention, if you say something or you do something with the intention of pleasing Allah and pleasing people, then it means you have associated partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you have committed shirk in ibadah, in the worship of Allah, Dhul Jalal Ikram. That is why shirk, as a shirkul asghar, the minor shirk or hidden shirk, is a riya, showing off. This is something that is serious, and it has various levels. The evilest or the worst level of riya is that you do riya in iman, showing off in iman. Meaning, you do not believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but you show as you are a believer, as the hypocrites and the munafiqeen did. As Allah says in the Quran, وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَقُولُ آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ وَبِالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَمَا هُمْ بِمُؤْمِنِينَ. Amongst the people are those who say, we believed in Allah and we believed in the last day. وَمَا هُمْ بِمُؤْمِنِينَ. In reality, they are not the believers. And something very important here we need to understand, that these ayat were revealed in the Quran when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was alive. Yes? And we believe, according to the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that was the best time in the history of mankind. And Allah says, in that best time, there were people who said, "Amanna billahi wa bil yawmil akhir wa ma hum bimu'minin." They said, we believed in Allah and we believe in the last day, but in reality they are not believers. If this is something that happened in that time, then what about this time? 14 plus 100 years after the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, do we now have people within our society who claim that they are believers, but in reality they are not believers? Although it is not for me and you to point out anyone or to blame anyone without any clear-cut evidence to say that so-and-so is hypocrite and munafiq. But the reality is that these people always exist. They were during the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they continued. And even today, and it is going to get worse and worse. There will be people who say, claim to be Muslims, but in reality, they are not Muslims. In fact, they do not believe in Allah. They do not believe in the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They do not believe in the Quran. They do not believe in the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They do not believe in the last day, but they claim to be Muslims. They claim to be believers. آمنا بالله وباليوم الآخر. Allah also says, وَإِذَا لَقُوا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا قَالُوا آمَنَّا. Whenever these people, when they meet with the believers, they say, آمنا, we are believers as well. We are also Muslims. We are believers. And here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used the word iman. That when they show off, and when they pretend and when they claim, they do not say we are Muslims. Rather, they say we are believers. And the level of iman, the level of belief is higher than the level of Islam and submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they do not say we are Muslims. Rather, say we are believers. But in reality, they are not believers. وَإِذَا لَقُوا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا قَالُوا آمَنَّا وَإِذَا خَلَوْا إِلَىٰ شَيَاطِينِهِمْ قَالُوا إِنَّا مَعَكُمْ إِنَّمَا نَحْنُ مُسْتَهْزِئُونَ. And when they go in their privacy and seclusion, when they go towards their shayateen, their chiefs, when they meet with their own people, they say, إِنَّا مَعَكُمْ. In reality, we are with you. إِنَّمَا نَحْنُ مُسْتَهْزِئُونَ. We were making fun of the believers. We were actually deceiving them. And Allah says, يُخَادِعُونَ اللَّهَ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَمَا يَخْدَعُونَ إِلَّا أَنفُسَهُمْ وَمَا يَشْعُرُونَ. They try to deceive the believers and they try to deceive Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but in reality they are deceiving themselves without realizing. They do not realize. إِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ يُخَادِعُونَ اللَّهَ وَهُوَ خَادِعُهُمْ. Verily, the munafiqeen, the hypocrites, they try to deceive Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They try to cheat by claiming to be Muslim, but in reality, they are not Muslims. They do not believe in Allah. They do not believe in the Prophet. They do not believe in the Quran. They do not believe in the last day. They do not believe in the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. وَهُوَ خَادِعُهُمْ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keeps them busy with their deception. So they continue doing this, but in reality they are deceiving themselves. They're not doing any harm to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rather, they are harming themselves. So this is the worst type of riya and showing off. And such people, they do not simply claim to be believers or Muslims. They mix with Muslims. As I just mentioned the ayat, وَإِذَا لَقُوا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا قَالُوا آمَنَّا. They sit with believers. They mix with them. They may trade with them. They even attend the masajid with them. They pray along with them. Again, this is something that happened during the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Abdullah ibn Ubay and other people within his circle, all of them, they were munafiqeen. They used to pray in Masjid al-Nabawi, that we call it as haram, the second haram, the second most sacred place in the religion of Islam, behind the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the Imam is who? Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the best of mankind. He is the Imam, and they are praying behind the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Yet they are munafiqeen, which indicates what? That such people always exist. They do exist in this age and time. They do exist in our masajid. And we should accept that fact. As I said, without pointing out, without blaming anyone, it is not for me or you to say, you are hypocrite and you are munafiq, you are kafir. No, no, I'm not saying this. But the reality is that these people do exist. If they existed during the best time, during the life of the Prophet ﷺ in Medina al-Munawwara, praying behind the Prophet ﷺ, and Allah made the mention of them in the Quran, then we must believe that these people exist. And unfortunately, their aim is what? Their aim is to cause harm to the religion of Islam and to cause harm to the Muslims. And they always did that throughout the history, and even this ancient time. And unfortunately, because of the power of the media and the social media, such people, they pretend to be Muslim. They may appear with a Muslim ID simply. And a person may grow a beard, may wear a thobe and attend the masjid. In fact, he's a kafir. He does not believe in Allah. He does not believe in the religion of Islam. But he prays, he stands in the row along with the Muslim, but you don't know. And these people have always caused harm, or they try to damage the religion of Islam. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he mentioned such people, he exposed them. They were the ones who tried to damage the cause of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They tried to harm the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, even physically. They tried to cause disunity amongst the Muslims. They tried to cause disunity amongst the Muslims. And these people are doing the same even in our time. When they are on their own, they used to sway the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They used to speak ill about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And whenever they would come in the gathering with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, along with the companions, they used to swear, they used to say, we are believers. As Allah said, Allah exposed them in the Quran by revealing a complete surah that is named as Surah Al-Munafiqoon. And Allah said, إِذَا جَاءَكَ الْمُنَافِقُونَ قَالُوا نَشْهَدُ إِنَّكَ لَرَسُولُ اللَّهِ. These munafiqeen, they come to you and they say, Nashhadu innaka la Rasulullah. We testify that innaka la Rasulullah. Inna is used for emphasis. Inna, verily, without a doubt. They say, innaka la Rasulullah. We testify that without a doubt, verily, you are the messenger of Allah. Wallahu ya'lamu innaka la Rasulu. And Allah says, Allah knows that you are His messenger. وَاللَّهُ يَشْهَدْ إِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ لَكَاذِبُونَ. And Allah testifies that verily these hypocrites are the liars. So these people, they try to cause harm to the religion of Islam, and they try to damage the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they try to cause disunity amongst the Muslims. This is what they did during the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made the mention of many of their characteristics or evil actions in Surah At-Tawbah. One of the names of Surah At-Tawbah is that this surah is the surah that is known as Fadiha, the surah that humiliates the hypocrites and the munafiqeen. If you were to go through the translation of Surah At-Tawbah, one after the other actions or the characteristics or evil acts they did. And one of them was that Allah says, وَالَّذِينَ اتَّخَذُوا مَسْجِدًا ضِرَارًا وَكُفْرًا وَتَفْرِيقًا بَيْنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَإِرْصَادًا لِمَنْ حَارَبَ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولَهُ مِنْ قَبْلِ. A part of their agenda was to establish even masjid. To establish masjid in order to cause disunity amongst the Muslims, amongst the believers. Their purpose or their intention was not to worship Allah, because they did not believe in Allah. They did not believe in the Prophet in the first place. And they wanted to establish masjid. And on top of this, they invited the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to be there for the opening of their masjid. SubhanAllah. Look at the agenda. This is how these people play. And unfortunately, this continues throughout the history. It happened through the history. So we as a believers, the true believers, we need to be vigilant and we need to be wise enough to understand the agenda of such people. And we got to be very, very careful. Within our community, amongst us are such people who are trying to cause damage to our cause, to the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they try to give a bad reputation, or sometimes they even spy. They may spy. And they attend the masajid. So we got to be very careful. So this is the first type of riya. Riya in iman. And because this is the worst type of riya, this is the worst type of showing off, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in the Quran that إِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ فِي الدَّرْكِ الْأَسْفَلِ مِنَ النَّارِ. On the day of judgment, they will be suffering from the worst type of punishment. إِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ فِي الدَّرْكِ الْأَسْفَلِ. The hypocrites, they will be in the lowest level within the fire of hell. Within the hell, they will be in the deepest level. Because such people deserve it. The one who does not believe and he's open. Someone who is not a believer, someone who does not believe in Allah, in the Prophet ﷺ, in the Quran, they are open. They may try to cause some harm. Not every single non-believer or disbeliever tries to cause harm to Islam or the Muslims, but there are some who try, and this is their agenda. But at least they are open and you know them. You know them. But the hypocrites, the munafiqeen, are those who pretend to be Muslims and yet they cause more harm, because they go into the masajid. They may go into the Islamic schools. They may go into the community and to understand everything, and then they report back to the authorities in order to cause harm to Muslims, unfortunately. So Allah says, إِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ فِي الدَّرْكِ الْأَسْفَلِ مِنَ النَّارِ. Such hypocrites, they are in the deepest level within the hell. وَلَن تَجِدَ لَهُمْ نَصِيرًا. And you will not find any helper for them on the day of judgment. So this is the worst type of riya. The second level of riya is very similar to this. That the person does not believe in Allah, or he does not believe in the religion of Islam, yet he may perform some acts of worship. As I just mentioned, the munafiqeen during the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the question here is, why would they attend the masjid? Why would they pray behind the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Even the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam knew, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had revealed to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam knew that those people are the hypocrites and the munafiqeen. And many Muslims within that society, they also knew them. So why were they doing so? Why were they attending the masjid of the Prophet ﷺ? Why were they praying? What was the motive? What was the reason? Yeah, praise is one of them. Yeah. To get protection. Yes. So they had various purposes, and Allah has mentioned all of them in the Quran. To be saved from the harm of the Muslims, and in order to deceive, in order to cause damage and harm to the Muslims and the religion of Islam. Ultimately, their purpose was what? Not to please Allah, rather worldly gain. Worldly gain. So they used to worship, but in reality that was not worship. So the salah, they prayed in the masjid, it is what, not salah, because they did not believe in the salah. They did not believe in the salah. They even gave in charity, but they thought that charity is a burden. As Allah says in Surah Al-Mujadila, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِذَا نَاجَيْتُمُ الرَّسُولَ فَقَدِّمُوا بَيْنَ يَدَيْنَ جُوَاكُمْ صَدَقًا. What these people did, whenever the companions of the Prophet ﷺ, whenever they would gather around the Prophet ﷺ to learn the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, these hypocrites, they tried to attend those circles along with the companions, and they would ask the Prophet ﷺ unnecessary questions with the ill intention of causing some kind of doubts amongst the Muslims. As Allah says in Surah Ali Imran, وَقَالَ الطَّائِفَةٌ مِّنْهُمْ Allah says, يَا أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ لِمَ تَلْبِسُونَ الْحَقَّ بِالْبَاطِلِ وَتَكْتُمُونَ الْحَقَّ وَأَنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ وَقَالَ الطَّائِفَةٌ مِّنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ آمِنُوا بِالَّذِي أُنزِلَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَجْهَ النَّهَارِ وَاكْفُرُوا آخِرَهُ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ. So one of their game or their agenda or their trick was that they would attend the gathering with the companions. They would say, we are believers. And then by evening they say, no, we are not content with the religion of Islam. We don't think the religion of Islam is a correct religion. Okay? So they would leave the religion of Islam. But they were not Muslim in first place. And the agenda was, لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْجِعُونَ, in order to cause and cast doubts in the hearts of those who have newly converted to Islam. And they would ask some necessary question, unnecessary question as well. So much so that they would not give chance to the companions of the Prophet ﷺ to learn the religion or to ask the question to the Prophet ﷺ. And then some of the companions, they kind of complain to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam that these people, they always come into the gathering and they do not give us chance to learn or to ask you a question. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed an ayah in the Quran. Allah says, إِذَا نَاجَيْتُمُ الرَّسُولِ فَقَدِّمُوا بَيْنَ يَدَيْنَ جُوَاكُمْ صَدَقَ. And some even say, they would come to the Prophet ﷺ and they would say, I would like to have a secret conversation with you. Can I have a couple of minutes, as people do? Can I have a couple of minutes with you? And they would take up all the time of the Prophet ﷺ, and they would not leave any time for the Prophet ﷺ to discuss any other matter with his companions. To waste time, basically. So Allah revealed the ayah, O you who believed, إِذَا نَاجَيْتُمُ الرَّسُولِ, whenever you want to have a separate private conversation with the Prophet ﷺ, فَقَدِّمُوا بَيْنَ يَدَيْنَ جُوَاكُمْ صَدَقَةً, every single time you have to give something in charity in order to have a private discussion with the Prophet ﷺ. ذَلِكَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ وَأَطْهَرٌ, that is going to be something that is going to purify you and your intention. Obviously, then it became difficult for some of the poor companions, and particularly the muhajirin. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lifted this order, and it was forgiven. But the purpose of this revelation was to make it difficult for the hypocrites, because it was hard for them to give anything, because they did not believe in the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They did not believe in charity. Allah says in the Quran, قُلْ أَنْفِقُوا طَوْعًا أَوْ كَرْهًا لَنْ يُتَقَبَّلَ مِنْكُمْ. Allah says, say to these hypocrites, أَنْفِقُوا طَوْعًا أَوْ كَرْهًا. You spend with the pleasure of your heart, meaning, you know, willingly or unwillingly. لَنْ يُتَقَبَّلَ مِنْكُمْ. Allah is not going to accept from you anyway. وَمَا مَنْعَهُمْ أَنْ تُقْبَلَ مِنْهُمْ نَفَقَاتُهُمْ. Allah says, whatever they spent, minor or major, little or a lot, whatever they spent, لَنْ تُقْبَلَ مِنْهُمْ مَا مَنْعَهُمْ أَنْ تُقْبَلَ مِنْهُمْ نَفَقَاتُهُمْ إِلَّا أَنَّهُمْ كَفَرُوا بِاللَّهِ وَبِرَسُولِهِ. And Allah did not accept that from them. Why? Because they did not believe in Allah, they did not believe in the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So these people, they used to give in charity as well. They used to pray, they used to give in charity, they used to spend their wealth, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not accept anything from them. Because whenever they gave in order to pretend or to show off that they are Muslim, but in reality they were not Muslims. So they did show off in their iman, and also riya and showing off in the actions, in good deeds such as salah, such as giving in charity, such as going out along with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam for jihad. So they did all of these good actions, but not believing in those good actions, rather in order to show off. So this is the second worst type of riya or showing off. The third one is that the person does believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He does believe in the Quran. He believes in other good deeds. But he performs a good deed, and the motive behind that good deed is nothing other than riya and showing off. This is the third level of riya, third level of showing off. So the person gives in charity, say 100 pounds, and the sole purpose or the sole motive behind giving that 100 pounds is to show off, to show people that a person is so generous. And it can be any act of worship. Can be in salah, can be the recitation of the Quran, saying something, uttering anything, or doing anything. It can be any act of worship. It can be any good deed. So if the motive behind the good deed or the good action is riya, then there is no reward for such action. That is why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, مَنْ صَلَّى يُرَائِي فَقَدْ أَشْرَكْ وَمَنْ صَامَ يُرَائِي فَقَدْ أَشْرَكْ وَمَنْ تَصَدَّقَ يُرَائِي فَقَدْ أَشْرَكْ. Whoever offers the salah and the motive behind the salah is show off and riya, he has committed shirk. And whoever gives in charity and the motive behind giving the charity is riya and showing off, then he has committed shirk. And whoever fasts with the intention of showing off, he has committed shirk. Which is shirk, then obviously there is no reward at all. Then the entire good action or that act of worship is completely destroyed, and it has gone into vain, and there is no reward whatsoever for that action. So this is third worst level of riya. And the fourth one is that you perform a good deed, you conduct a good action for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but while doing it, shaitan whispers in your mind of showing off, and the shaitan, because shaitan is your enemy, and tries to destroy your deeds. And you, while you are performing that good action, you have that riya while performing that good action. And what is the ruling with regards to such action? Initially, at the start, your intention is to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But once you have started, then shaitan whispers in your mind the riya, and then you show off. Would you be rewarded for that action? You have iman. You started with good intention for the sake of Allah. Okay, what if the person renews his intention? Okay, let me give you an example. You made a wudu and you stood up to offer the salah. Your intention is to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. While offering the salah, you saw that there are some people who are looking at you. You want to prolong the qiyam. Okay, and the intention, shaitan whispering you. Initially your intention was correct. You started your salah. And during your salah, you prolong your qiyam, long ruku, long sajda, long tashahud. Okay? And you complete the salah like this. Would you be rewarded for that? Okay, what if you renew your intention within the salah? Yes, okay. So, the scholars have discussed that, and the ulama have said that as long as you begin the good deed with good intention, with pure intention, and then while you are doing this, while you are performing good deed, it is very, very difficult for you to be saved from the whispers of shaitan. This is a reality. This is a reality. And that is why some of the scholars, such as Sufyan al-Thawri, they have said, the most difficult part in the religion of Islam is to keep my intent, to keep my intention pure all the time. I always struggled. It's very difficult. It's not easy. We all struggle with, whether we accept or we don't accept. The shaitan whispers in our mind because he's our enemy. So shaitan plays various tricks and he tries to cause obstacles in your way when it comes to performing good deeds. Okay, the first few obstacles, you have defeated shaitan. He wanted to prevent you from believing in Allah, and you destroyed. You believed in Allah. And then you enter into the fold of Islam, shaitan whispers in your mind, as long as you stay within the fold of Islam, it doesn't matter. Even you pray, you don't pray. As long as you believe in Allah, you believe in the Prophet, you believe in the Quran, it's okay. You are within the fold of Islam. Jannah is for you. Eventually, you're going to enter into Jannah. All these whispers. Even if I don't pray, even if I don't recite Quran, even if I don't do any good deed, even if I commit major, major sins, as long as I do not commit shirk with Allah, I'm going to enter into Jannah. All these whispers. So, you stay. Many Muslims like this. They stay, they call themselves, I'm not practicing, but I'm Muslim. Not practicing Muslim. Okay? They are deceived by shaitan. Okay? So they are happy with this. But for those who have defeated shaitan on this stage as well. Okay? No, I would like to practice the religion of Islam. I would like to offer my 5 daily prayers. Then shaitan is not going to leave you alone. Because he is the one who took an oath when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cursed him. He said, ثُمَّ لَآتِيَنَّهُمْ مِنْ بَيْنِ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِمْ وَعَنْ أَيْمَانِهِمْ وَعَنْ شَمَائِلِهِمْ. He said to Allah, I will definitely come to your slaves from their front, from their back, from their right, from their left. I will try to attack them from all over the place, from every single angle. Okay? وَلَا تَجِدُ أَكْثَرْهُمْ شَاكِرِينَ. So shaitan is not going to leave you alone. So he tries to destroy your good deeds by causing these kind of whisper, by casting these type of whispers once you have started doing a good action, a good deed. Then when you suffer from this, you need to straight away renew your intention. You need to renew your intention. A companion asked the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam a question. And O Messenger of Allah, sometime I begin salah with good intention in order to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then shaitan whispered in my mind that people are looking at me and people are observing my salah. So what should I do? Shall I cut off my qiyam, ruku, sujood and rush into the salah so that I avoid and I protect myself from falling into minor shirk, from falling into riya? The Prophet ﷺ said to him, what? No. Prolong your qiyam. This is another trick of shaitan. This is another trick of shaitan. Because you began your act of worship, your good deed with good intention in order to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why it is important that you purify your intention before beginning a good deed. The start has to be pure. The start has to be pure. And if the start is pure, then while you are doing good deed, shaitan will definitely whisper in your mind and will try to cause that riya in your heart, in your mind. Okay, you renew your intention. Okay, and you know, each one of us, we know ourselves better than anyone else. So if this is the case, while you are offering the salah, if shaitan whispers in your mind, no, don't continue with long recitation, with beautiful recitation. Rather, you know, shorten the salah, shorten your qiyam, shorten your ruku and sujood in order to save yourself from riya. No, here you attack shaitan, you retaliate, and you attack shaitan by prolonging qiyam, long ruku, long sujood, so that you defeat shaitan. At the same time, you keep renewing your intention within the salah, within the salah. Okay? If you continue like this, shaitan keeps whispering your mind, the riya, and you keep renewing your intention, you will be rewarded inshallah for your good action, and your action will be accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because you try your best to fight against shaitan. But if you began your good deed with pure intention and then you were led astray by shaitan whispering in your mind, and the rest of your action, rest of your good deed was all based on showing off, then the complete good deed is gone. It is destroyed. There will be no reward. So that is why renewing intention constantly is very, very important. Whenever you give in charity, renew your intention. Whenever you recite Quran, renew your intention. Whenever you do the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, renew your intention. Whenever you make dua, renew your intention. Many people, they don't make dua by raising hands. Why? Because they think, if I raise hands, sitting in the masjid, I have arrived in the masjid half an hour, 15 minutes before salah, I have time, but I don't raise my hands making dua, because what? Because shaitan whispers in his mind, no, if you raise your hands, people around you, they're going to say, you know, they may think you are so pious and righteous, I want to avoid that showing off. No, this is a trick of shaitan. Shaitan wants to deprive you from one of the best times in which the dua is answered. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, الدُعَاء بَيْنَ الْأَذَانِ وَالْإِقَامَةِ لَا يُرَدْ. That the dua that is done between the adhan and iqama is never rejected. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts that dua. And another solution for that type of riya is that you try to perform that good deed, that particular good deed, secretly as well, as much as you can. As I just gave you an example, when it comes to the matter of dua, in order to keep yourself safe from riya and showing off, and from the whisper of shaitan, you should try to make dua when you are on your own, in your privacy. So if you have a habit, if you have a daily routine and practice of making dua by raising your hands when you are on your own, say in the latter part of the night, before salah, after salah, when you are at home, whenever you get a time at your work, you raise your hand and you make dua. If you have that habit, then it will be difficult for shaitan to whisper in your mind the riya, because that has become your habit, your normal, because this is something that you normally do. When we come to the masjid in order to offer our salah in congregation, it's very few people maybe suffering from riya, that I'm going to the masjid, so I'm not going to the masjid because people are going to look at me and it may be seen as riya and showing off. No. Why? Because we know it is important and it is our practice, normal routine and practice. So it means the same action, the same good deed you do in your privacy. Okay, when people are not looking at you. Likewise, when it comes to reciting the Quran, many reciters, they suffer from showing off and riya. Okay, and it doesn't mean that you stop reciting Quran in public. No, rather, you increase the recitation of the Quran on your own time, when you are on your own, in your privacy. If that is the case, then, for example, you recited one entire juz in your privacy, and it is your daily routine, and then reciting few verses in public, shaitan will be defeated, and shaitan is not going to get any chance to whisper in your mind the riya and showing off. Or there will be very little chance for shaitan to play that trick. Okay, so that is the solution. So that is another type of riya. The fifth type of riya is that you have done something good from beginning until the end for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Can there be riya afterwards? Can there be riya afterwards? Yes, it can be. Something you did for the sake of Allah subhanahu. When you did it for the sake of Allah. But later, you go out and you tell people. Later, you go out and you tell people that, you know, I have done this, I have done that, I have performed these many nawafil, I have recited these many ajza of the Quran, I have made these many times dua, and I have done, you know, such a good deed or this and that. Or you gave in charity and you go out and you say, you know, I gave these many £100 or this and that. Okay? So this is a riya after you have completed your actions. Okay? So for that, what is the ruling on this? What is the ruling? Is your good deed is going to be destroyed because of riya? Huh? Oh, jazakallah khair. Yes. So the answer is that وَمَا رَبُّكَ بِظَلَّامِ لِلْعَبِيدِ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is just. Because when you did the good deed, you did that with pure intention. Allah is not going to destroy that. But the reward may discontinue. The reward may discontinue. For example, you set up a direct debit in order to sponsor an orphan or to help the house of Allah, or to any good cause, and your intention is pure. When you did it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You have been doing it for the past entire year. You never mentioned to anyone, or you never mentioned with the intention of showing off. You were receiving the reward. But then shaitan whisper in your mind, okay, and you go out and you start telling people in order to show off, then the reward would stop there. Okay, until the point when you were doing it or when you did it for the sake of Allah, you will be rewarded for that. That is why it is also important. What do we learn from this? We learn from this is that not only performing good deeds for the sake of Allah, and even after you have done good deeds And by the help, by the tawfiq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you try your best to conceal them and to hide them. To hide them as much as you can. That is why there is a great reward in concealing your good deeds. Not only performing your good deeds in privacy, rather after you have performed, you try to conceal it and hide it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And note it down, such deeds will be your one of the biggest helpers in times of hardships and difficulties. Such deeds would be very, very helpful for you in times of calamities and hardships. As we know from the hadith of those three people who were stuck in the cave, they did those three good deeds solely for the sake of Allah. They never mentioned to anyone. And they were in the very difficult situation. And they made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by making the mention of those good deeds that they had done for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answered their dua. So the scholars and the ulama always say that obviously we do a lot of good deeds, alhamdulillah, by the tawfiq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in public. But you should always try to have some good deeds only between you and Allah. There must be some secrets between you and Allah. Whether it is in the form of reciting Quran, doing the dhikr of Allah, or giving in charity, or showing any kind of kindness, or showing mercy towards someone, or any good deed. But something that is between you and Allah, no one knows at all, at all. Even the closest person to you, your mother, your father, your wife, your husband, your children, your son, daughter, your brothers, no one knows it. Something that is between you and Allah only. And whenever you are stuck in a difficult situation and you are afflicted by a hardship and calamity, you raise your hands, make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you make the mention of that good deed in your dua. Allah will answer your dua. And we find many ahadith of the Prophet ﷺ encouraging us to try to conceal our good deeds. Such as the hadith that is collected by Imam al-Bukhari, Imam Muslim, rahimahumullah, on the authority of Abu Hurairah radiyallahu ta'ala, that the Prophet ﷺ said, on the day of judgment, there will be seven types of people who will be granted the shade of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And amongst them is the person, رَجُلٌ تَصَدَّقَ بِصَدَقَةٍ فَأَخْفَاهَا حَتَّى لَا تَعْلَمَ شِمَالُهُ مَا يُنْفِقُ يَمِينُهُ. The person gives in charity, and he gives in charity so secretly that he gives away from his, he gives away by his right hand and his left hand does not know. Likewise, within the same hadith, the Prophet ﷺ said, رَجُلٌ ذَكَرَ اللَّهَ خَالِيًا فَفَاضَتْ عَيْنَهُ. A person who remembers Allah in his privacy, in his seclusion, فَفَاضَتْ عَيْنَا, and his eyes are flooded. Because when you remember Allah on your own, in your privacy, that is more beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in public. And this is one of the reasons that the night prayer, and particularly in the latter part of the night, when you offer the salah in the latter part of the night, your dua is answered because you are closer to Allah Dhul Jalal Ikram. Everyone is asleep and you are having secret conversation with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answers your dua. And one of the reasons is that this is something, there's a very little chance for you to show off. And no one is seeing you. And it is not easy for you to get up from your bed and make wudu and stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you do so, it means you are doing for the sake of Allah, in order to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Which also shows us that in order to save us and protect us from riya, we need to seek all the means by which we can please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and protect ourselves from riya. Anything that can potentially lead to riya, we should try to avoid it. Close all those doors. Okay? Let me give you an example. Some people may not like it. he would like to go for Umrah or Hajj. Try to keep his secret. Try to keep his secret. You don't need to take selfies while on Heathrow Airport wearing ihram. I'm sitting in the plane now. And now in front of Kaaba. And I ask someone, request someone, please take my picture while I'm raising my hands in front of Kaaba. And then, what is the purpose? You got to ask yourself. You actually, no matter how many times you say that I'm not doing it for the, you know, in order to show off. But this is how shaitan plays trick. This is how shaitan plays you the mind. You think that shaitan, when shaitan whispers in your mind, the riya is going to make you believe that you are showing off? No. Shaitan, when he whispers riya in your mind, he teaches you the justification as well. Shaitan gives you justification as well. This is how shaitan tricks you. Okay, so try to close all those doors and all the avenues and the channels that can potentially lead towards riya. Okay, so this is the protection. Okay, lastly, something that can potentially lead to riya, or it can be seen as riya, is that when people praise you because of a good action you have done or good deed you have performed, you become so happy. Allah says in the Quran about the munafiqeen, لا تحسبن الذين يفرحون بما أتوا ويحبون أن يحمدوا بما لم يفعلوا فلا تحسبنهم بمفازة من العذاب. Do not consider those people, يفرحون بما أتوا ويحبون أن يحمدوا, that they become happy because of their good actions, and they love people to praise them. Allah says, فَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّهُمْ بِمَفَازَةٍ مِّنْ عَذَابٍ. Don't think that such people are going to be saved from the punishment of Allah. Okay? So, if people praise you because of your actions and you become so happy and you go out and you even tell people that, you know, these many people have praised me, these people are happy with me and this and that, then this is another way that can, another avenue that can lead potentially towards riya. Okay, so what do you do in this case? What do you do in this case? You ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for acceptance. You ask Allah subhanahu, if someone praises you because of your actions, because of your good akhlaq, because of your charity, because of any good deed that you have done, then ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept it, and ask Allah that good deed is not destroyed because of your happiness. Happiness is something that is natural. Natural. A person came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he said, O Messenger of Allah, أَرَأَيْتَ الرَّجُلَ يَعْمَلُ الْعَمَلَ مِنَ الْخَيْرِ وَيَحْمَدُهُ النَّاسُ عَلَيْهِ. He said, O Messenger of Allah, what if a person does a good deed and people praise him because of that good deed? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam answered, he said, tilka ajilu bushra al-mu'min. If people praise him because of his good action, that this is immediate glad tidings from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, it can be seen in a good way, as long as you yourself do not want people to praise you. That is not your intention. Okay, and you're not looking for people to praise you. You put something good on social media and you don't keep checking how many people have liked, and you don't keep checking how many people have commented. Okay? Because that can destroy it, to be honest. It can destroy it. Because that can lead towards riya. Okay? So if people have praised you, then alhamdulillah. Okay? Say alhamdulillah and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give you tawfiq and ability to continue with that good deed, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept it. And finally, the dua, it is very important. Never ever forget the dua that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught this dua to Abu Musa al-Ash'ari radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. He said to Abu Musa, and another narration is mentioned that the Prophet said to Abu Bakr Siddiq, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said, "Ash-shirku fikum akhfa min dabib an-naml." Shirk amongst you is hidden and more hiding or secret than the movement of the ant. Okay, the Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala, he said, "O Messenger of Allah, how can that be a shirk? Shirk is to associate partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala." The Prophet ﷺ repeated, he said, shirk, referring to riya and showing off, he said, shirk is more hidden than the movement of the ant. And in order to safeguard, in order to protect your good deeds from showing off and from being destroyed, you should say the following dua. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika, O Allah, I seek your refuge from what? An ushrika bik, that I commit a shirk, I associate partner with you. Wa ana a'lam, while I know that I'm committing shirk. O Allah, save me from such shirk. Wa astaghfiruka lima la a'lam, O Allah, and I seek your forgiveness for what I do not know. For what I do not know, meaning that the shirk that I may commit unknowingly, and that is the shirk, that is riya. The riya comes, you have riya and showing off in your mind without knowing, without even realizing. Or as I just said, you have riya, but you try to justify it, okay, unknowingly. So you make this dua. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika an ushrika bika wa ana a'lam wa astaghfiruka lima la a'lam. O Allah, I seek your refuge and your protection from committing shirk with you while I know, and I seek your forgiveness from what I do not know. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to say another dua, although the chain of narration is weak, but the meaning of the dua is correct, so that dua can be read. Allahumma طهر قلبي من النفاق وعملي من الرياء. O Allah, purify my heart from nifaq and hypocrisy. وعملي من الرياء, O Allah, purify all my actions from showing off. And the dua is long. So you can make dua in your own words. Okay, in your salah, whenever you do a good deed, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept it and try to hide it. And ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save you from riya and showing off. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our good deeds. Whatever good we have said, it is by the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through the tawfiq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If I have said anything wrong, that is from me and shaitan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from the evil attack of shaitan. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our good deeds. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us ikhlas and sincerity in our actions, in our saying, in our statements. Innahu sami'un qarib mujib. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha